You know, at this point, it's all speculation, and I'm often reminded of, you know, Mark Twain's quote. You know, I've encountered some terrible things in my life, some of which were actually true. So, you know, it's easy to sort of sit back, not a federal employee, and say, you know, you don't need to worry about it. It's a week away. Concentrate on your mission and your goals and your activities. But you know, these are people's paychecks, and so it's only natural, I think, to be worried about that.
Tom, beyond being worried, what should agency leaders really be doing to prepare for the possibility of a shutdown at this point?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple of things. I think, you know, as terrible it is to think of this, you got to be preparing for the worst. You know, you really have to be thinking through your playbook of options should the government be shutting down a little over a week from now. And so, you know, looking back on past practice, what happened, you know, back in the mid-90s, thinking through your various contingencies and making sure that, you know, should things close on Friday, you're ready to go. But that's not enough. I mean, I think, you know, you also have to make sure that, you know, in fact, you are keeping your eyes focused on the work that needs to be done and keeping your employees focused on that as well.
Tom, to that point, Francis actually asked me earlier. He said, so, you know, you may have to have some focus on a possibility of a shutdown, but how do you keep people focused on the task at hand as well? You've still got work to do. How do you keep things moving in your agency? You know, is this a time for people to slow down and be totally consumed with the possibility of a shutdown? Should we be delaying decisions, delaying actions? What should it look like inside an agency at this point?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's inevitable the rumor mill will run amok unless you counter that with fact. And I think the thing that a leader can do more than anything to help keep their folks focused on getting their work done is providing them with some authoritative information about what is happening. You know, there's a lot being written in the newspapers. There's a lot of opinion pieces that are being written as to whether folks think government will shut down or won't shut down. You know, just provide them with the facts and think about, you know, whether you can use email, agency newsletters, video teleconferencing, a town hall meeting, you know, visiting individual office meetings. It's really critical that the leaders get out there and provide as much information as they possibly have.
I would recommend an email with a link to the shutdown coverage on federalnewsradio.com. That would
That's
be
an excellent suggestion.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Robert Shea, formerly at OMB, now with Grant Thornton, was on my show earlier this afternoon, and he was talking about that very thing, planning meetings that are not happening or that are happening on a delayed basis because people are saying, wait a minute, why should we be thinking about what could happen 3 months from now when we don't know what's going to happen next week? And it sounds like that's not really the best strategy because it's entirely possible a deal will be struck, there will be no shutdown, and then where will you be?
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that, you know, the worst possible outcome is for folks to slow down because of the uncertainty associated with whether the government's going to shut down or not. What we know right now is that the government has funding, you know, through to the deadline, and just continue with your operations as you would otherwise, and really focus on results. I mean, now more than ever is the time to be communicating results internally amongst your folks and to the extent possible externally to the American public so that they appreciate just how much good work our government does.
Tom, regardless of whether or not there's a shutdown or not, how much does simply the conversation about the possibility of a shutdown affect both leaders and how they're trying to lead, but also the morale of the employee?
Well, it's got to take a toll. You know, as we've been in the hallways of federal agencies talking to employees as a part of our leadership work, you see it in their faces. You see it in their comments. You know, am I essential or non-essential? Nobody wants to hear that they're non-essential to the mission and activities of their agency. And so it inevitably takes a toll. And I think, again, it's the leader's responsibility to really hit that head on and recognize that folks, you know, may be feeling down and may be feeling affected by all this talk, but that now more than ever it's important to sort of shift that energy and attention to say, okay, we've got to step up our game and really prove to the American public that we make a difference.
I was glad to hear you say, Tom, that you think that agencies should be more judicious about communicating their success stories, not just internally, but externally, because I've been covering the executive branch now for about 15 years, and yet I continue to be surprised at the reticence of agencies to talk talk about the good things that they're doing. There are complaints, and they're justifiable, that the only time you cover contracting is when a contract has problems or it goes over budget or is way late or there are screw-ups. That's a fair criticism. But then there are opportunities to talk about success stories that, for whatever reason, sometimes agencies choose not to take those opportunities. So I'm glad to hear you reinforce that idea. I wonder what somebody who is not at the level to be authoritative to make that decision to say, yes, we're going to get out there and do it, how they can have influence to push the right buttons inside the agency to try to get those stories out.
You know, I think so oftentimes, you know, particularly leaders at the senior-most levels of an agency are so focused on, you know, putting out the fires and dealing with the crises that they're not going to take the time to collect those great stories. And so I think if, you know, you're more in the front lines of an agency and really would like to make an impact, you know, even just thinking of ways that you might catalog some of these stories about the good work that's being done up to the sort of the deadline of the current CR, and passing that along up your chain as a way of saying, you know, we have not taken our eyes off the goals of this agency, and in fact, we're doing the people's work, and here are some stories that you can think about. So oftentimes, senior leaders want to hear those stories, but they don't have the great communications channels to actually get them in front of them.